Recorded live.
Welcome, my name's Brenda Lanoff, and I'm the creator of Brenda's Mindful Healing Show. And I'm actually in Scottsdale, Arizona, the U.S. right now, so it's been beautiful weather. I'm enjoying being here. I'm an intuitive counselor, energy healer, and speaker. And I work with individuals around the world with challenging health issues and some challenging financial issues. So I invite you to get in touch with me. We can talk about how this work could complement you and assist you. And I do a discovery session. So you can email me at laynoffbrenda9@gmail.com. That's Lainoff, spelled L-A-I-N-O-F, Brenda, the number 4, the number 9, at gmail.com. So tonight, I haven't done this for quite some time, but I'm going to do some spot readings. So, for someone who's just got some recent pain, nothing, long-standing, just so people can get a sense of how working with energy can really assist them as to their healing. And just to give you a little bit of a background, one of the modalities that I do work with, or I guess a few that I do work with, I'll mention, is the Emotion Code and Body Code taught by Dr. Bradley Nelson. And Dr. Nelson says that the trapped emotions really are an invisible epidemic, and I truly agree with that. Emotions are pure energy, and each emotion has its own frequency and vibration. So I have worked on hundreds of people throughout the years, and I have found that it's tremendous what we can hold in our body and what can create some issues. So I'll be giving an example. Sorry, just got a little bit of background noise there. Okay, great, thank you. So I just got someone here on the line we're going to be working with. And just to give you a little quick message here is that, trapped emotions can occur at any age. And they do create inflammation. They do create pain and congestion and depression and so many issues in the body. So Dr. Nelson says that this energy, sometimes it looks like a ball of energy. It can be typically like the size of an orange or a cantaloupe. And what it does, it distorts the normal energy field and causes imbalance in the body. So we're going to get to it. There's a lot of information. You can definitely read up on that on healerslibrary.com. And contact me for a discovery session or go to my website. I'll mention it here now, then later at the end of the show. It's called whisperingenergetic.ca. So whisperingenergetic.ca. So we'll get into it now. And so I believe I have Deb on the line. Is that correct?
Yes. Hi, Brenda.
Hi, Deb. So Deb has an issue here that we're going to work with and see what comes up. So perhaps, Deb, you can tell us what is it that you're looking at and what's bothering you. And then we'll just go through a sample of how this works.
Sure. For the last couple of days, I've had some pain in my back next to my left shoulder wing, kind of between the shoulder blade and the spine.
And is it the left side or
Yes. The
right side?
So the left
side. It's the left side. So it's mm-hmm. the back. Okay, so it's in between the left shoulder blade and the spine.
Yep.
Okay. And actually, the lady that I'm working with here, she is also a practitioner, and we do work on one another and help one another with issues, which is just fantastic. So, and even as practitioners, we have our own, issues. We're not perfect.
Yeah.
So I'm just drawing myself a little diagram here. So the left shoulder pain and the spine. So I'm going to be working with Deb a different way because Deb does her own muscle testing. And what I like to do is I come up with something, and then the person that I'm working with, I also have them test. So it's kind of a neat way of getting a confirmation. Most of the time, this works really well where can work together. And a lot of times practitioners will just, you know, come up with something and then they'll do the clearing. But this is the way that I kind of like to work. And I really love the self-empowerment, helping people, you know, learn how to do a lot of these things on their own and identify what's coming up with working with the emotion code in particular. So I'm just, we'll be working with the again, emotion code, body code, and we'll just see what comes up for Dip. So right away, we're just going to get a connection. So we're just asking to get the go-ahead from, you know, from God as to working with Deb. And I also love to call in the angels to help assist all of Deb's angels, ascended masters. And we want to also put a shield up, you know, protecting ourselves. So a shield up for Deb. And it's like an invisible shield up for myself. Okay, and now we're going to be checking in. So, okay, we're going to go and check as to this pain in between the left shoulder blade and the spine. So, Deb, this is kind of fun. I think this is what we'll do. So we're all connected. Everybody's connected. And it's like doing it's like prayer. So when I come up with something, when I look at something, actually, when I'm looking at, for example, the emotion code chart, because we're connected, Deb doesn't even need to know what particular column or row or that it's in. You know, we're just connected, and we can she can confirm that that's what it is. Anyway, okay, we'll get going with this, and you'll kind of see how it works. Okay, so Deb, we're just going to be asking here, as to the pain, again, in the shoulder blade and between the spine, I'm just going to be asking, you know, what's the major contributor to that? So let's just check in. So everybody can watch their background noise, please. Okay, so let's just check in as to what's contributing to that. So I'm asking you. So, Deb, is this as to a misalignment what's coming up for me as to the pain? Is this some type of a misalignment?
Yes.
Okay. And as I'm checking in, is this actually, we'll just ask, is this a connective tissue that's related to this pain in the left side? Is it some type of connective tissue?
Okay.
Is that a getting a no on that?
I got a no, yeah.
Okay. So let's just check in. But we know it's a misalignment. Okay. Is this on a skeleton level? A skeleton level?
Yep.
Okay. Is this the axial skeleton?
No.
Okay, so the appendicular skeleton?
Yes.
Okay. So the appendicular skeleton. So is this as Jim checking in? Is this the upper limbs?
Yeah.
Okay. So now we've got it to the upper limb. So that's something within the upper limbs is related to this pain in the shoulder blade. So is this anything, Deb, on the left side of the chart?
No.
No. On the right side of the chart?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So let's check in. The first thing that comes up, clavicle bones. Is this to the spacular bones? The spacular bones?
Yes.
Okay, so we're at the spacular bones. So, and this is all, you know, within the body code system that Dr. Bradley Nelson has put together, this wonderful system. So the spacular bones, okay, so I just want to check on that, Deb. So spacular bones, is there anything within the meridian to the spacular bones that is creating a discomfort? Is there something within the meridians of the spacular bones from the spinal cord?
I'm getting yes for meridian.
But, okay, so we are getting the meridian, and not maybe necessarily the spinal cord, but as to the meridian. Okay, so is there any... Is there some congestion going on within that meridian to that area? Is there some type of congestion?
You know, I'm getting a no.
A confusion?
No. But something.
Okay.
Keep going.
Okay. So is there some type of inflammation?
Yes.
Okay, so here we go. So we got some inflammation that's within the meridian. And this, okay, so this inflammation, is there a trapped emotion that's contributing to the inflammation within the meridian?
Yes.
Okay, now, so here we go. So now we've identified actually a trapped emotion this within the meridian. So we're going to be asking, well, what is this trapped emotion? So this is where it actually becomes kind of fun when you can discover and what's going on. So this trapped emotion, so just checking in. Is this in an even row of column B? Are we looking as to... Okay, let's just ask, as to that, okay, let's get more specific. Is this as to, is this a trapped emotion of failure?
No.
Is it within column B, row 2?
Yes.
Okay. Of helplessness?
Yes.
Okay, so we're definitely zeroing in on this. So there's some energy of helplessness that's been picked up within the meridian through her shoulder region. So this helplessness, so now I just want to check in. Well, for Deb, when exactly did this energy of helplessness come in? Okay, so I'm not getting that it's your helplessness, Deb.
Okay.
And you're not inheriting that?
No.
I'm getting actually a preconception.
Okay.
A preconception.
Mm-hmm.
You want to check in?
Yeah.
Is it preconception?
Yeah.
Okay. So there's some preconception. So actually before Deb was conceived, of helplessness. And now when I ask, okay, some further information as to what's this, you know, preconception, all this helplessness, something to do with her, Deb, what's coming up for me is, in your mind, unable to help the masses. When
okay.
I say masses, masses of people.
Mm-hmm.
So in your mind, there's this, okay, a limiting belief
mm-hmm.
of unable to help the masses.
Okay, yes.
Is that strong on that?
Yeah.
So you were in a previous time, you know, working with people, but just, as a healer and unable to, or felt that you were unable to help the masses. So this is what's coming through. So when that happens, now there's various ways we can release that energy. I don't know if you want to work with me or not, Deb, but I'm also going to work with my pendulum.
Okay.
So it's like with dowsing. So when this comes up, I love to call in assistance.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to be calling it assistance today. And I'm not going to be actually calling in Archangel Michael
mm-hmm.
and Raphael and asking them to please clear all the memory, that belief of unable to, you know, to heal the the masses, unable to heal the masses. So just as we're clearing that, that memory of unable to heal the masses, you know, through all time, space, to your presence, and that memory that's been held within the cells. So my pendulum, I'm just holding on to it, and it's clearing, the energy is being cleared. Oh, and when you hear me taking a deep breath like that, I'm not being rude and yawning because I'm tired. It's my way of energy just releasing. So, Deb, I'm going to have you check in. Has that energy or that belief that I'm able to help the masses, you know, and I'm being as a healer, but it was that belief unable to, has that now been released within that, or has it been released, period? So can you just check in? Yeah, okay. So it's been released, and so that's great. But, you know, we really want to replace that with some really good energy because that was a belief. So, and we know that you're powerful, lady, and you and you're a healer. So, and most of us here are, you know. So let's just go ahead and we're going to install, and I'm looking with the magnet this time. And we're installing. I am a healer. I am able to assist in healing the masses. I am a healer, and I am able to assist the masses. I am a healer, and I am able to assist the masses. Allowing that energy to seep in. And having that, you know, the guidance to please, you know, the angels seep in that energy right into all that space where it's been released, that limiting belief. Just want to have it fill in all that space, all the crevices, all the cells, having it just breathing it in. Okay, just getting a big yawn on that, Deb. So if you have a glass of water, then have a sip.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So I'm just going to have you check in, and it probably would have been good at the beginning to check on a level from 0 to 10, the discomfort within that area.
Yeah.
So perhaps you can tell me what it was and if it things have changed or not.
Okay. It was probably around a 5, and I'd say it's about a 2 or 3.
About a 2 or 3.
A 2, yeah.
Okay, so
sometimes it takes a little
bit
of time for me to...
Exactly, that's what I'm getting, is that it will take. So, you know, sometimes we can just ask, how long is this going to take? So I'm going to ask, is it one day? No. No, it's not 2 days. I think about three days.
Oh, okay.
For things to really loosen up within that area.
Yeah.
So, yay.
Good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're welcome. It's so fun to see what comes in and what we can do.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, thanks. Thank you, Deb.
Oh, thank
you. And I'm going to see if I can get anybody else to come on here. So, is there anyone else? I'm just, and if so, if you can, you know, send an email in or just write in the chat message. And, Deb, we still have you on the line. I'm just not too sure. Nobody else is really calling in. They're here to listen. So, you know, if there's something else you want to look at.
Sure.
Okay, well, let's go for it. And, you know, this is a really good way to show, a sample of what can be done.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so great. So why not? We have the time here. And so what else is
okay, I have a it's on my left side again. It's in my pelvic area, and I think it's like the top of where the sciatic nerve starts. When I get that area and the one up by my shoulder, they're kind of a couple of my stress spots where things will bunch up in there and then start causing some pain. And I've got a real sore area down there in that top of that. So like the top of the left buttocks area.
Top of the left buttocks area.
Yeah,
and you
in
get
the back,
this,
yeah.
Okay, and does this happen all the time when you're stressed?
It's happening less and less, but yeah, if there's some kind of energy that's being held, it'll often go to that area.
Yeah, so that's one of your weak areas, then I would imagine that you're talking about. Okay. Okay, so let's just see what's happening with that. And so sometimes we think it's something physical and it may not be. It could be something actually not physical that's related to the pain.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to ask that, what is it? Is this something, is this on a physical level that I'm not getting that it is? I'm getting non-physical, actually, for that we need to look at. So if it's not physical, then I'm checking, what is it? Is this something on and I'm not getting the mental level.
Mm-hmm.
Is this something, I'm not getting an emotional level. So I'm checking, is this on a psychological level? So I'll have to check in, is this on a psychological level? You've got to know on that, on a psychic level. Is it on a psychic level?
Yes.
Okay, so here we are. So there we go. This is on a psychic level. Okay. So on a psychic level, is this your way of communicating with communicating with someone that's suffering? Is this your connection to communicate with someone who is suffering?
That's kind of it. Not quite, but kind of part of it.
Someone who's suffering, who's passed over?
No.
But something to do with someone who's suffering. Is it more of an empathy as to someone who's suffering? Empathy?
Oh, I got a big no on that.
On that one, okay. So I'm just checking in. Oh, okay. Is it that you're not suffering as much as others are suffering? Okay. So you should be suffering all the time, Dad. So
that's right.
Not suffering as much as others suffering.
Oh, God.
Wow. That's not fun, is it?
No.
Especially when you're doing this as, energy work and as a healer, really?
Yeah.
Really? Okay. So this not suffering as much as others are suffering, is this, is this a belief system?
Is this a belief? No.
Yes, okay. It's not a belief system, but it's at a psychic level, not suffering as much as others are suffering.
Mm-hmm.
So are you tapping into others as to their suffering and taking it on yourself?
So I'm getting a yes.
Yeah, so you're tapping into their suffering and taking this onto yourself. So it's like, okay, how can you go about really just connecting yourself but still being of service? I guess that's a good question, isn't it?
Yes.
Is that how do you do that? Because, you know, that can happen with myself as well. So it's like, well, how can you really go ahead and, okay, so it's putting up, would be putting up a massive shield, would that be 100% beneficial in protecting yourself from not, taking on that connection, psychic connection that you're not suffering as much as others are suffering? Would that be beneficial to protect you and protect your energy field? That may or may not be. I just want you to check in.
At first I got a yes and then I got a no.
Yeah, it's just not, yeah. So it's like maybe that might help, but maybe there's some other things that you need to do as well. So there's something that comes to your mind that you enjoy working with that like, oh, yeah, maybe that's what I need to do. We're calling on the angels, on an angel, a particular angel. Would that be beneficial to having him? Yeah, so who comes to your mind? A particular angel,
Gabriel.
Okay, so let's ask. We're calling upon Archangel Gabriel. We're calling upon Archangel Gabriel. Would that be assist you from not picking up on their suffering?
Yes, but I think I need to add a few more in there.
Okay, so yeah, so okay, so that's some other things that, so that's, you know, you got your shield, you're calling on him.
I got the feeling I needed to ask the three other main archangels that I call on to all come in.
Oh.
So
and who
Michael,
do you call on?
Michael, okay. Raphael, Gabriel, and Uriel.
Okay. Okay, so calling on Michael, Raphael, and Uriel, and Gabriel, would that be 100% beneficial to protect you from, you know, with that not suffering as much as others suffering and taking on their energy that's contributing to the sciatic pain?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So... actually, that's a good reminder for myself and for anybody else that's doing any energy work, is calling it on, because we tend to take on other people's stuff.
Yeah.
And I found, and you probably have too, Deb, that doing the work, you find that people do take on other people's stuff that actually contributes to their own, you know, illness.
Yeah,
so,
definitely.
Yeah, and especially if you're an empath, you can really tend to take on other people's things and their issues and take it into your own body that then can create, you know, inflammation and stagnation and then create possibly disease. So, I think this is a really good reminder for all of us to, you know, call in on your angels. And if you haven't ever worked with angels, and I really hadn't started till about maybe 7 years ago, working with angels. I don't know about with you, Deb, but I really hadn't started. And now I'm just like, wow, I'm just so hooked, and I love it. And I see more, messages all the time. And it's funny, I do have to say this, because I'm Canadian. Canadians, we don't have any pennies left. So I'm really bummed out, you know, when people say, there's a penny, there's a penny. We don't have any pennies. They've been all confiscated, taken away. So here I was in my bedroom, and I was actually talking to somebody else here just recently from my radio show who does wonderful work, and I meet down in the Netherlands. And we were talking about that. And Michelle Meyer, actually, that's the lady. So she's just a beautiful woman. And we were talking about angels communicating, and was a penny, and I don't know where it came from, but yeah, it was so cool, and it was like,
thank you.
Yeah, it really was cool, and I know that you have a great connection with the angels, don't you? Like, you do a lot. Yeah,
I'm very, very happy with that, yeah, to have that.
How you found that they help you out? We're kind of deterring, I guess, a bit here from the work that I think is all part of it. And so, like, how have you found that the angels help you out?
Well, you know, I've realized that as long as I ask for help from them, you know, specifically, I'll say out loud what I need help with and ask a particular angel if I have one that I'd like to ask, or else I ask to sense who might be near. But when I ask specifically for help, then they're there to help. It's very amazing. It's you know, I've been aware of angels my whole life, but I'd never really actively sought their help until recently.
Now, don't you think that comes to all the wordiness, Deb, that we go through? Like, oh, who are they? You're not going to listen to me. You know, those angels aren't going to listen to me.
Yeah,
I don't know about you, but I certainly went through that. And then when you find out that, okay, where did this come from? Or where did that, you know, the feather or... okay, you just know. It's just like it's a hit. You go, okay, they're telling me. And how many times do I need to get hit over the head before we really listen? What are the best examples that you've had about working with angels that was just like a wow moment?
You know, when I do a couple different types of healing, and one of them I work with the chakras in the different fields of the energy fields of the body. I work with the chakras. And when I'm doing that, I'll have different angels come in. If there's something that's being held in a certain chakra that's kind of tough to get released for the person, I'll have an angel step in. For example, just the other day I was working on someone's solar plexus. And there was something that was being held there, you know, some old stuff. And an angel stepped in, a yellow, gold, kind of a real bright gold angel. I'm not sure which one this was, actually, but someone who I think works with the person that I was working with. But this angel stepped right up to help that get released. And I often, when I'm working with the chakras, I often have different angels come in to step to help with that kind of release. And what else? You know, I always call on, of course, Archangel Michael to help me when I'm doing the emotion code and body code, especially to release different energies that aren't so wonderful, you know.
Right.
So that I can release them and I can actually turn them over to him to do with what needs to be done. And because it's not my place to worry about where they go.
Right.
But, yeah.
We're just kind of like in the middle, aren't we?
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah, I love it. So, yeah, this is great work. Deb, well, you have to let people know how they can get in touch with you if you'd like to have some work done as well. Maybe some chakra clearing. So, why don't you just announce that? You might as well announce that. Go for it. Just announce how people can get in touch with you.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks. My name is Debbie Wilkins, W-I-L-K-I-N-S. And I do have a Facebook page called Heartistic Healing. My website is in the process of being set up.
Okay.
But I can be reached at the email turquoise, the color turquoise, T-U-R-Q-U-O-I-S-E dot Waters, W-A-T-E-R-S, @yahoo.com. And that's turquoise.waters @yahoo.com.
Cool.
So thank you. Thanks, Linda.
Yeah. No, you're welcome. Now, is there somebody else here, Illinois?
Is there
somebody there? Hello? From Illinois?
Hello, Brenda. It's Julie.
Oh, hi, Julie. Great. Oh. So welcome. Thank you, Deb.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, that's great. So people can get in touch with Deb. Okay, so we've got about 15 minutes here, so that's great. So thanks, Julie, for coming on. So what is your what do you want to look at, Julie?
Whatever might come up right now, bad sinus issues.
Sinus issues. Okay, so we're going to be looking at Julie and her sinus issues. So what's happening with your sinus? Like, you know, what's been happening and how long?
I'd say about 3 days ago, sinus congestion would start with nasal congestion and then post-nasal drip at night, start with the sore throat, and then now it's in my chest. And as you can hear, my throat feels like it's a little bit swollen due to the inflammation of all the postnasal drip and my sinuses.
Okay, so just the whole congestion, you say sore throat, and it's working your way down to your chest region. Okay, so let's get grounded here, and we are going to just call in Julie's, all of her angels and guides to assist her in getting the go-ahead from God. So as to the whole congestion from 0 to 10, 10's the highest number, what number would that be right now?
Well, the congestion in my nose was just here. My husband contested that, but then it went away. So I would say right now it's affecting my throat, and I would say it's at least a 7.
So it's 7 within the throat region. Okay, and that's the one that's bugged. And what does it feel like this in the throat? Is it painful? Is it discomfort? Like, what does it feel like?
It feels to the point where I can talk this way, but I sound hazily. But if I were to do like a higher pitch, it would barely come out. So
does it hurt? Does your throat hurt, or is there any pain or discomfort?
I would say that it's a little bit discomforting because it does feel like, because it's swollen, it, you know, doesn't feel good. So if I were to talk a lot, then I would aggravate it and it would hurt.
Right. Okay. So we're going to be working with Julie here, and I'm going to be asking, you know, what is contributing to this, you know, the congestion and the discomfort in the throat region. So right now, just checking in, anything? I'm not getting, so just checking in. What I'm getting right now for you, Julie, is some type of a pathogen. And when I check in as to a pathogen, like, what pathogen is it? Well, I'm not getting that. I'm getting some type of a viral. So there's some type of a viral pathogen. And as, you know, we've been taught by Dr. Nelson, everything, like emotions actually can even contribute to pathogens. I've seen it, you know, increase or decrease the pH level. So as an example, so I'm going to be asking, I don't know if that's really the reason that, you know, you have the viral pathogen, but what's contributing to the viral pathogen? So I'm just going to be asking, is it anything on, as to this viral that, you know, what do I need to look at? So I'm definitely, okay, so it's definitely something on an emotional level. So with that, I'm going to, you know, look at my emotion code chart, actually. And this emotion code chart, And anybody's interested in getting an emotion coach chart, you can just email me and I'll send one to you, which is laneoffbrenda49@gmail.com. So this, excuse me, that's in my throat. There's some within the, okay. So within the motion code chart, so I'm checking in, is this within column A, column B? No. A. Okay, so on, no, even. Yes, is this altitude 2? Actually, it is. So I'm going to one by one. Anxiety, no. Spare. Okay, so I'm getting, okay, so here we go. What's coming up, Julie, is actually despair. Some despair is coming up. And now I just want to check in, when did this actually come in for you? So, okay, can I get your age for muscle testing? Julie?
Can I give you the year I could give you? 73.
Okay, so how old are you?
42.
Okay, so this despair, I just want to, again, for muscle testing here, so when it came in. Okay. Yeah, I'm getting about 34 years of age. So what's coming up right now, it's my bit of a yawn. I'm not being rude. That's just happens. I'm just getting a bit of a release. But 34 years of age. What is going on for you at 34 years of age? Is there anything, you know, significant that you can think of? I'm getting more like work-related. Work-related. Something that anything rings a bell for you about concerning, you know, your type of work. But I'm getting more like work-related. Yeah.
Probably coming in more connect with what my higher self is geared to do. And I believe 8 years ago when I got married, it all started with buying a house and then losing my job at a couple places that I've worked at since we bought this house.
Okay, so not being in alignment as to your soul, as to just so all of that. Okay, we're going to go ahead and release that. And, you know, we can all work together here and encourage you to do that. So for this, if you happen to have a magnet or you use your fingertips, you go in between your eyebrow area, over top of the crown of the head to the base, or sorry, in between your eyebrow, up over to the top of the head, over the crown of the head to the base of the neck. So I'm making us do that several times. And so we're going to be going ahead here now and releasing that trapped emotion of despair at 34 years of age. So as to what Julie said. Okay, you can hear my magnet working here in the background. Okay. Okay, take a deep breath. And do you have any water there or not, Julie? If not, that's fine. Okay, so I'm just checking in. Okay, has this emotion of despair, has this actually been released? That's contributing to the pathogen. I'm getting a maybe. Oh, I'm actually getting a no. So, okay, so there's something there. It's just like, nope, you know, there's something else going on. So in regards to that despair, I'm actually getting, is there, okay, so another trapped emotion that's piggybacking, I'm going to say, as to the despair. And I'm going to be asking, you know, what is that? I'm actually getting some humiliation that's coming up. Now, let's see. Okay, so humiliation, when did this come in for Julie? I'm getting it the same year, 34 years of age, Julie. So, you know, it's taught by Dr. Nelson, you can have several emotions that come in at the same time. So 34 years of age, yeah. So, you know, something might come to your mind and it may not, but that's okay. So what we're going to do is go ahead and, for everybody here, if you want to, we're together like in prayer or not, that's up to you. But we'll go ahead here and just release that trapped emotion, humiliation, 34 years of age, that's contributed to the viral pathogen that's affecting the whole sinus throat region down to the chest. Oh, excuse me, just a bit of a release there. And just checking in, has that now been released? That, yes, now it has. So actually, there was a couple of them that were just together. Okay, this despair and humiliation. Okay, now they're growing. Here we go. So now those are being released. Okay. Okay, good. How you doing, Julie?
I'm doing good.
Okay. So let's just give it a few more minutes here, and we're going to be asking, is there, you know, what else is contributing to this, or is there anything else contributing to this viral pathogen? I'm actually getting to know that there isn't. Okay, so let's see, is there anything further that's contributing to this discomfort? Yes, actually there is. So there's something else going on. So yes, we did come up with some, you know, pathogen, you know, it decided to show up for us today to look at. And so, you know, what else is contributing to the discomfort in that whole, you know, nose and throat down the chest region? Okay, so I'm looking and I'm asking, there's some energy there. Okay. Actually, what I'm getting for you, Julie, is some post-traumatic. So when I look within the post-traumatic, okay, what's coming up is actually called a psychic trauma. And Dr. Nelson explains that can be like, you know, two trapped emotions that come at the same time. So, okay, so we've got a psychic trauma. Let's just see what that first one is. So I'm just checking in. Okay. All right. Okay, the first one that comes up is abandonment. So abandonment. And what is the, wow, what is the other emotion that's contributing to all that? No. Okay. No. Okay. Awesome. Hopelessness. So there's these energies of abandonment and hopelessness. Now let's see, well, when did this come in for Julie? Again. 32, 33. You know what? 34 years of age. So it seems to be a big time, and for whatever reason, it's rearing its ugly head now to be released, so that's okay. So let's go ahead, and we're going to be releasing the psychic trauma of abandonment and hopelessness. All that energy that's been held within the, you know, that nose region, and throw it down to the chest region. Oh, okay. Okay, take a deep breath. Okay, I'm going to have you check in, Julie. Has anything changed, not changed?
I think I still feel a little bit, maybe my throat isn't so tight. Let me just talk. I still feel something a little bit there.
Right. Yeah. Okay, so it's gone down somewhat.
It feels like when I talk like this, it feels good. But then when I talk a little bit in my throat, it doesn't feel as inflamed or as swollen, but I can still feel a little bit of a discomfort.
Okay, so it's not feeling quite as inflamed or not quite as swollen. So let's just check with this. I just want to check on the viral. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. I'm getting that the viral is so clear in about 3 or 4 days for the salt, this energy to clear out, the viral. So, you know, see how it is in that time, and if there's anything further that comes up, of course, you can email me and we can do something. Oh, maybe not, because Christmas is around the corner. So, but anyways, keep track of it. And I love teaching, too. So anybody that wants to learn how to, you know, to muscle test, I definitely do teach us to muscle testing. And then you can work with emotion code chart and start working on yourself. That's the whole idea as to self-empowerment, which I love to get people really self-empowered and working on themselves. So, yeah, see how that goes in about 3 or 4 days, Joy. And let me know. Send me an email. Let me know if things have, you know, come down somewhat. But it definitely, boy, that age 34 really came up for you. So it's interesting, you know, what we can go through, and then that can just snowball and, you know, create issues. And it's showing up now. So that's, you know, it's good. It's coming up. It's coming up to be cleared. So that's all a good thing. So thank you, Julie. And we'll be in touch. Now, I've only got a few minutes left here. I see some by Matt, 1, 2, 3.
Hi, how you doing?
Who's this? Who am I talking to?
My name's Rebecca.
Oh, hi, Rebecca. So within a few minutes remaining, so what are we looking at for you?
I've had some shoulder pain for many years now, and it tends to radiate up into my neck and my head or down my arm and my hand. So I was hoping you could help me with that.
Well, we'll see what comes up here within the next few minutes. So the shoulder pain, is it your left shoulder or your right shoulder?
It's my right.
Yeah, okay. And from 0 to 10, what's the intensity of this pain?
Right now it's just a 3, I'd say.
A 3. Okay, so let's just check in. And what kind of pain, like how you describe it, is it like a throbbing pain or a consistent pain? Or?
Yeah, it's an ache. And
It's an ache. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so this ache, and how long have you had it?
You know, probably, I don't know, 6 years or so. I actually went to a body worker, and they told me I had a shoulder problem before I knew it.
Oh, cool. Yeah, that's
before
cool.
I felt it, you know.
Oh, okay. So for about 6 years, or that's how long you've known anyways. Okay, so let's just check here and get the connection for Rebecca. And again, calling in all of Rebecca's angels. So let's put the shield up for Rebecca. Shield up. And then myself, shield up. For everybody else here on the call, shield up. Okay, so as to the ache, let's ask Rebecca, what is contributing to this ache in that number, about number 3 in the right shoulder pain? Okay. So I'm just checking in. Okay, I'm not getting, and I'm getting guided actually to this whole area called circuits and systems. So what within that? Okay, is it as to an organ? No, it's as to. Okay, a gland. Okay, we're getting guided to a gland on the left side. chart on the right side. Yes, is this an adrenal gland? Hypothalamus? Pancreas? Is it on the... Oh, so, okay, it is over here. So is it the para... I don't know the connection here. Is it a parasite? No. You know, I'm getting guided to the adrenal glands. And I don't know the connection here. Is it adrenal gland? Is that what I'm looking at? Right adrenal. I'm going to go with it. I don't know the connection. It's something about the right adrenal. Have you had any adrenal issues?
I don't even know what my adrenals are.
Well, that's okay. You can always Google. Google knows everything. Okay, so right adrenal. Okay, so let's just see. It'd be interesting to see what percentage is your adrenal functioning at. 0 to 10, 10, 20, 20, 30, 51, 2, 3, 4, 5, 45. I think it's about 45. Okay, Ashley, what I'm getting, and just for your, I'm getting about your right adrenal function about 45%.
Okay.
So it looks like there are, you know, whether that's directly related to the right shoulder pain, I don't think so. I'm getting like, no, but it's coming up. So that's
wow.
Something that I'm saying, like, you know, you may want to look at that. And
sure.
The work that I do, actually, just to give a note here, is that when somebody comes to me, I do an evaluation. So I'm checking, are there any imbalanced organs, any imbalanced glands? Which one? Hypothalamus, right adrenal, left adrenal. I go through this whole list. And I check what percentage is your immune system functioning at? What percentage are your brain messages reaching your organs and glands intact? What percentage is your heart messages reaching your, you know, your body tissues intact? So it's all these questions. And you can even check your pH level. So you kind of do this at the beginning. It gives me a guide. It says, okay, well, this is imbalanced. And not meaning that something is bad, you know, but just like, you know, maybe there's some trapped emotions in there you need to look at. So it just gives me sort of a guideline. So I'm getting the right adrenal. I'm not getting this related to the pain in the shoulder, but it's come up. So that would be something I would say like, you know, okay, you may want to look at that. So that's going to leave that with you. And, you know, back to the shoulder pain, I think we've got another minute here. So as to that number 3 in the shoulder pain, let's just go directly, and I'm going to just go directly to my emotion code chart. Is there anything within the emotion code chart that contributes to the pain in the, and I'm getting no. So I don't know what that is, but it's like, no, there really isn't. Is there anything within the whole system? It's like, yeah. So is it within I'm getting the acupuncture system, so there's all of these acupuncture systems.
Could it possibly be connected to my teeth, like the root canals that I have?
Okay. Well, that's interesting you said that, because dental meridians are coming up in this area right now for me to check. So this is where, I'm going to say yes, that it could be. So let's, and that would take definitely, you can go tooth by tooth. Maybe you know that, Rebecca, but you can go tooth by tooth. There's emotions related to the tooth. You can check the teeth and jaw, and then, you know, check down and go through the meridians. So I'd say that's something definitely to check into. I know I've work a lot with Bill Henderson. I don't know if you know him or not, but if you do, he has this big thing about root canals.
Yeah.
He hates. Okay, you got, yeah. So then it would be like, well, perhaps. So definitely I would look at that. I work with people who've had root canals and cancer. So we want to go check, okay, we know, is there any, you know, toxicity? What is it? You know, emotions, whatever comes up, inflammation, congestion, who knows? But I would say definitely to look at it, knowing what I know now from what I had learned from, you know, Bill Henderson, because that's his, you know, he really stresses that about root canal. So, yeah, that could be something to look into. And so, yeah, I think we'll have to leave that there for now. We didn't get to your shoulder pain, but maybe that's something that we were directed to, excuse me, to look at just to guide you to, you know, to be aware of or give your consciousness awareness of it. So, yeah.
Thank you.
So, yeah, well, thank you for coming on, and thank everybody for coming on. If you have any questions or, you know, again, if you want to set up a time just to connect, you're so welcome to do that. You can just send me an email at laneoffbrenda49@gmail.com. And I offer like this discovery session so we can talk about what's bothering you and what you want to look at. And then just set up a time if that's what interests you. That's what I do. And I love to do that. So you're welcome to send me an email. And also my website is called whisperingenergetic.ca. So thanks everybody for coming on. I'm going to, this is recorded, and I'll be stopping the recording here and loading it on my website, whisperingenergetic.ca, so that you can listen to it afterwards, and hope you enjoyed it. And we'll be talking to you again. I'll be posting another time for people to call in to get some spot readings. And take care, and Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy holidays. And bye for now.